He loves me, he loves me, he loves me. And where I go, he'll follow, he'll follow, he'll follow. He will follow me.
You're listening to the Mike Carah Radio Show, Eye on the Community, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois.
I confess to have a willingness and wanting for you. To have you here by me, all my love too. You run around. for you. The night is dark, but it keeps alight. Dawn is breaking, it's an eerie sight.
Welcome back to another edition of the Mike Caro Radio Show, Eye on the Community. We definitely have our eye on the community. And my guest today is Mr. Ray Graffia from a great band, the New Colony Six. And how's it going today, Ray?
Well, the way you just said that's a great band, how could it be anything but wonderful? How are you?
Oh, I'm just great. And one thing we want to say about the New Colony Six, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm sure you won't, is that the New Colony Six was really the first of the Chicago bands to come out of Chicago then.
That's correct. We started getting airplay with I Confess around Thanksgiving of 2005. And by February, I think it was February 6th of 1966, it rose to number two. If I remember correctly, Lou Christie's Lightning Strikes made it, stopped us from reaching the number one spot with I Confess. But that was about, I think if I remember correctly, it was 4 weeks before Gloria by the Shadows of Night. That was the second tune that came out from a Chicago band that got airplay.
Oh, great. And now you've got to tell us, Ray, the story of how the New Colony Six all got started.
Well, it's kind of an interesting one, actually, and hopefully I won't spend the next 30 minutes of your time boring you with mundane details, but let's give it a go. 1964, I was a senior in high school, as were five of the original six members of the New Colony Six, and that high school was St. Patrick. And we were all five of us that became five-sixths of the NC6, were part of either the choir or the dance band. And the decision by the head of the choir that year was that we would have a Beatle imitation done by some of the guys who were going to do it. Well, they were originally going to lip-sync it, and it was fairly lame. So myself and Pat McBride, two of the founding members of the band, went to the head of the chorus and suggested that we would do it live. And so he said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you until dress rehearsal, and if it's good, we'll use you. Otherwise, we'll go with the lip sync with the other guys we were going to do. So long story short, we got some time off classes and put together Jim Chakowski, who went by the stage name of Chick James, who was the drummer for the dance band, Jerry Van Collenberg and Wally Kemp, who were guitar players in the dance band, Pat McBride, myself, and one other fellow who did not wind up joining the colony because he lived too far from the rest of us. But we did I Want to Hold Your Hand. At the end of the concert, during the concert, we were doing this jointly with a girls' school, Notre Dame High School, just down the road a piece from St. Pat's on Belmont Avenue, just off Belmont Avenue. And at the conclusion of the concert, they were giving screams and oohs and ahs. And, of course, it might have been just to make fun of us because of the fact that we were doing the Beatles. But they actually came up afterwards and asked us if we would consider performing that song at the first sock hop of the next school year. And so we said, sure, that'd be fun. And of course, that led to, well, if we're going to do that song, why don't we learn a few more songs so that we could actually make a presentation beyond just being a novelty at the sock hop. Learned a bunch of three chord progression songs and simple basic music, in other words, and started performing. We did our very first party. We did as we called ourselves the Pats Men because we were all from St. Pat's High School. At that time, we had a sophomore in high school who played accordion, playing keyboards, and the five of us who had done the Beatle imitation, that was the Pats Men. And then his mom, the sophomore's mom, said that he shouldn't be hanging around with us older guys, and so therefore she made him quit. And as soon as that happened and we had done the first party, we said, Patsman is really kind of lame. Let's try and get something a little bit more revolutionary, which of course led to Revolutionary War, which led to the colonial days, which led to, well, what did England call the United States? Well, they called us the colonies or the new colonies. So we said, well, there's six of us, so why don't we take on the mission statement of bring rock and roll back to America? Because if you remember in 64, which is, of course, when we first put the thing together, everything that was being played on the air was from England. So we said, bring rock and roll back to America. That'll be our mission statement. And what better name than to take a poke at the Brits by calling ourselves the New Colony Six?
Oh, fantastic. So, yeah, that New Colony Six got formed, and you had a lot of great songs. And now, what would you say was the first hit for the New Colony Six?
Well, I Confess was the first. And as I mentioned earlier, that came out around Thanksgiving of 65. It started getting airplay. And then by February, I think it was the WLS chart of February 6th, 1966, if I remember correctly, that we reached number two in Chicago and, of course, all over the Midwest. We didn't have national distribution at that point, but that then came a little bit later on. But yeah, I Confess was first.
Oh, great. And we want to let everyone know, of course, who Ronnie Rice, who was also on this program, you know, did vocals on, you know, some of your hits. But I understand, Ray, that you were the primary vocalist for the majority of the songs for the Colony.
Well, the first album, Ronnie did not appear on at all. He joined us with the beginning of the second album. I believe the first single that he appeared on was a song that I wrote and sang with Jerry Van Collenberg called Love You So Much. And I believe that was the first song that Ronnie appeared on in a single release. And then slowly but surely, as we transitioned away from some of the edgier, punkier, garage-type music into the softer, more melodic pop ballads, Ronnie's voice seemed to fit those pretty well. So I got some vocals after Ronnie joined, and we put out singles like Can't You See Me Cry, for example. With the tremendous success that we had with I Will Always Think About You and Things I'd Like to Say, he became more the featured voice during that era.
Okay, and yeah, now this being the Mike Cara Radio Show, I will say that what my favorite New Colony Six song is, and you'll be happy to know, Ray, that it's one that you sing on, but it's not one of your most common ones, but I really like it. It's Dawn Is Breaking. Can you tell us about that one?
That was actually the flip side of I Confess, and I have to agree with you, Mike. We were invited to New York City to do a concert in 2007. It was called Cave Stomp 2007, and it was put together by promo guys who wanted all the garage, edgy kind of stuff that we did in the early days. And in fact, they told us, don't you dare play ballads because they'll boo you off the stage. They were looking for that rough, edgy stuff. So the fun part was relearning songs that we hadn't performed, a lot of them, in 40 years. So Dawn Is Breaking was one of them. I love that tune. It is the, I think it's extremely unique. And I would concur with you. It's a great tune.
Yeah, Dawn Is Breaking is a great song, and you've had, you know, several other hits, and we're saying I Confess, and now I heard at a concert you sung the song I Lie Awake. Can you tell us about that one?
Oh, yeah, I Lie Awake actually was a song that, when we wrote music, there were three of us before Ronnie came in the band that primarily wrote most of the material that we did, and that was Jerry Van Collenberg, Pat McBride, and myself. So regardless of who wrote how much of each song, we decided, as Lennon and McCartney had an even split on everything that they did, we would sort of go in that direction. And so anything that any one of us wrote became a song that all three of us wrote. And so I Lie Awake, I believe, was the first one of those where we had the triumvirate as the songwriters. And the inspiration for those in the audience who might be have the classic music amongst their favorites, and I don't mean classic rock. That was actually, if you listen to the melody of I Lie Awake and you compare it to portions of Rhapsody in Blue, you will find that there is a striking resemblance. And so we networked some of Gershwin's music and put the lyrics I Lie Awake to it. And that's, I don't know if you've ever seen it, Mike, but if you go to YouTube or MySpace or any of the social websites where you can see videos, or for that matter, if you're at the Museum of Broadcast Communications downtown Chicago, you can see an appearance where we did a lip sync, because that's all they did in those days. They didn't allow you to do live performances. A lip sync of I Lie Awake on a black and white TV show, which was called Kitty A Go Go. And it is, at the time, well, I won't tell you the premise. I just will suggest to you and to your listeners that they get a chance to check it out and just do a search under Kitty A Go Go. And then if you put in a subheading of New Colony 6, you'll have a real good time watching that video. Or have you seen it, Mike?
I haven't seen it yet, so...
It's a classic. It's a classic. You'll have a good time. I don't want to spoil the plot, but just think of the title of the TV show, Kitty A Go Go. I'll just tell you. It was a show where there was a clown host, a married couple hosted it. And she was a clown, came out of a little box with a poof of air and magical things and so on. And the idea was that they were going to teach the little kids how to dance like their bigger brothers and sisters. And so when you see this video clip, you will see a bunch of kids that look to me to be somewhere between 6 and 10 years old, all trying to dance while we're in the background trying to gain attention. It's absolutely a hoot. You have to check it out.
Oh, I'll definitely do that. Okay, Ray, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and we will be back. My guest today is Ray Graffia from the legendary band, the New Colony 6, had a lot of great hits, and we're going to talk a little bit more with Ray in our next segment. You're listening to the Mike Care Radio Show, I Am the Community, and please stay with us.
just like we do. Baby, baby, it's you I'm thinking of. In the morning when I wake up, in the evening, it's you that I dream of. Sometimes love hurts, and sometimes love's unkind, and sometimes you might feel blue. But remember now, darling, if his words are real, this will never, ever happen to you. Baby, baby, there's things I'd like to say. I was hoping that with our love, we would get married someday. Sometimes love's unkind, and sometimes you might feel blue. But remember now, baby, if his words are real, this will never, never happen to you.